Lake Effect continues on WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Teich. What do you know about Bulgaria? Most of us, if we have any thoughts about it, think of a dark, mysterious place behind the Iron Curtain. And though democracy came to Eastern Europe in the 1990s, Bulgaria still brings to mind a place largely closed off from the modern world.
That's, of course, not exactly the case in 2018. It's a place where cellist Robert Cohen recently performed, and for this month's On That Note segment, he joins Bonnie North to talk about that experience. He says he was actually excited to be back in that part of the world.
And actually, just next door to Romania, which was where I did my first ever concerto tour when I was 19, going from city to city, playing with a soloist with the different orchestras, and that was really a dark time. I think it was Ceausescu who was in charge at the time, very much a communist state. And when I was 19, I had no experience of such extraordinary kind of atmosphere, and it was very dark. And when I think I was about 20 or 21, and I won this UNESCO competition in Czechoslovakia, as it was called then. And then I was invited to perform in 23 of the other member states, and a lot of them in the Eastern European community at that time, and the Eastern Bloc countries. So I started to get quite experienced at what to expect and how things felt in those countries, including Bulgaria. And, you know, going back there recently, so many years later, I have actually been going there for the last, I don't know, even 20 years on a fairly regular basis. But I'm always reminded how that feeling was of those countries, and being somebody from the West arriving and being kind of lauded. And at the same time, you go and give a concert, and there was this incredible excitement. Everybody crammed into the concert halls, or the aisles and the stairs full of people. I mean, nowadays they'd probably, you know, fire regulations would never allow that sort of thing. But they were there, and they were desperate to hear the music. You could feel that it was intensely important. Music was almost like an emotional freedom for them, that freedom they didn't have in other ways. And so they were drinking it up, and they would never let me out of the hall. I was playing encore after encore because they just didn't want the concerts to end. And you felt that this space where everybody was gathering was a spiritual meeting place, and music was the reason for it. And that seemed to be the common factor in all of those countries that I went to. The music was, you know, somehow really joyous for them. But when you went outside after the concert, they would follow you, literally walk, hundreds of people walking back through the streets to your hotel, just to be around you, maybe to talk to you, just to kind of feel that you brought something special to them. And at the same time, you saw their faces once they were out of the concert hall, where they were smiling and beaming and cheering and everything. They were somehow back to being very solemn and sad and not smiling, back to reality. And that was very upsetting. That very first tour in Romania, it was really heartbreaking to see how sad the people seemed to be outside of the concert hall, and that extreme of how joyous they were in the hall.
And has that changed? I mean, it's been a while since the Iron Curtain came down, and, you know, countries are part of the European Union now. And yet I still think that there may be a difference of feeling in the former Bloc countries.
I think there's still a sense that that music is really important. It's part of their history. It's part of their culture. The concerts are still really packed out. They're still enormously enthusiastic, and you have a feeling that it really does matter to them enormously. But of course, what's happened is that they have new opportunities. Bulgaria is part of the European Union, and so the young musicians who many of them, there are many young musicians who come to the concerts. There were a lot at my concerts recently, and within the orchestra, the professionals are also quite a lot of younger players, which is really encouraging. But of course, now they have the opportunity to find work outside of Bulgaria in richer countries. And that's going to be the really big challenge. Are they going to lose that culture because people are bringing their children up thinking, well, if you want really good opportunities in other countries, then go into business or go into something else. Music isn't obviously the obvious thing. And yet somehow music is still that, feels that kind of freedom that it brings people. And musicians there seem to be very hungry for musical contact and musical experiences. So it's a kind of mixed feeling. And I came away from this recent trip feeling, well, of course, that life is much better for musicians and probably for many of the audience too. But are we looking at the end of a sort of very big historical lineage? And, you know, I mean, around the world, there are very famous Bulgarian and Romanian, Hungarian musicians performing, and they bring something, you know, spectacular to the music scene. And one just hopes that that is not going to change. There are still going to be fantastic talents that come out of countries like Bulgaria. They enhance all of our lives. And the important thing now is for us from those other countries to make sure that we are still going there, that we still take it very seriously, that we feed the audiences there as much as we can. You know, even if the local musicians are trying to do the same elsewhere.
Right. I was going to say it's also important, I think, to remember that those places welcome tourists, too. And I have to say, Bulgaria is one of the most beautiful countries I've ever seen. I've been lucky enough to travel from one end of it to the other, from the mountains to the plains in the middle, all the way to the Black Sea on the eastern coast. And it is a spectacularly beautiful country that is very sparsely populated. You know, so you get to see a lot of the unspoiled country, but the people who are there desperately need income, and they need an economy in order to keep musicians performing and artists working and, you know, people growing food and all of the things that we all do, you know, to keep a society going.
You're very aware when you're traveling that, you know, outside of the cities that you know, there are some very poor people. I mean, actually, I flew into Bucharest in Romania because it was the closest connection, and then was driven in a car for an hour, a couple of hours over the border, over the Danube River to Rusa in the north of Bulgaria. And, you know, you do see real poverty and you know, people that you feel have been left really behind. And there's so much that has to be done. And as I said, it's we musicians who are really gypsies anyway. It's necessary for us to go and play in these places, whether there's money or not, because we have to do this because we love music and because we love the roots of music. And Romania and Bulgaria, there are so many musicians historically that have come from there and composers. And we need to keep feeding that and making sure that, you know, people do have a real sense that it still is amazingly important for all of our lives.
And that they have something to contribute as well.
Yes. I have some beautiful stories about students that I taught in masterclasses in Bulgaria many years ago who grew up. I saw them over the years giving classes there. And then finally they blossomed into, you know, wonderful artists who now travel the world and bring people's attention to the fact that, you know, great culture is produced by people from countries like that where, you know, it's not what everybody's expecting, really, is it?
No. But it's very much worth paying attention to.
It draws me very much to go back. And I think it does to other musicians as well. But I hope that we can all do that. We can all feel that draw to be supportive and at the same time to be also inspired by that sense of history and the sense of how important music is, because we're very privileged. And in America, you know, it's almost taken for granted now that it's going to be there. And it isn't necessarily, but certainly in countries like Bulgaria, you know, it needs to be a priority, I think.
When are you going back? Do you know?
Well, I'm sure I'll go back next year. There's no doubt about that. So it'll be another, you know, 12 months or something like that. But that's the normal pattern. And I'm looking forward to it because I feel very much attached to Bulgaria from that point of view. I mean, it has been many years and I've had a lot of amazing experiences there. And the people are very special and very warm and communicative, and they really show how much they value having that musical collaboration and the inspiration that, you know, sometimes comes from the outside as well.
Well, as always, we have such a wonderful conversation, bridging the gap from, in this case, across the pond. But I am so looking forward to continuing them in the months to come. Robert, have a wonderful month of May, and we will talk in June.
Thank you, Bonnie. Always lovely to talk to you.
Robert Cohen is an internationally acclaimed cellist. He joins Lake Effect's Bonnie North every month for a segment called On That Note. You can hear all of their past episodes at wuwm.com.